I think that Italian digital poetry or electronic poetry is a good example of the difference of conception and point of view that we can have, because there was, I know the history of the 80s and the 90s, because I was also in relationship with this movement. In fact, that was an important movement of visual poetry in Italy, with Group 70, with Sarenko, with Balestrini. Mm-hmm. And there was also exactly the same group, but not the same, but a very relative group in France, with Julien Bell, that is the founder of the Radio Talks. And they were connected with a Parisian gallery, Lara Vinci, Dombier. And what happened? But it happens that this kind of movement didn't want to have a definition of digital literature as we have now. Mm-hmm. And they have another point of view. And in France, we developed something new, because I'm not in this movement, Tibor was not in this movement, and so on. So, mm-hmm. But it was not the same thing in Italy. Mm-hmm. And the French groups, Julien Blaine and so, are not in digital poetry, mm-hmm. in digital literature. It's exactly the same thing. Yeah. We had a project with Caterina Davideau in 2000 to build an European serum of digital poetry with Philippe Castellin and Patrick mm-hmm. Beau. It was an European project, but not accepted at the end of Europa. So we had a relationship with her, and she had a site that the name is Katarina. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's...
it doesn't work anymore, yeah, this Katarina.it. It was her website that was the one, which actually, but, it was better than this
So I finish. I think that we must take into account this difference. And a good example to see what different points of view we had at this time is the Alerten, which was made with Docs, because we have very different point of view of what could be digital literature and what it was at this time. And that was Italian people. And so if we want to make something about digital literary, be careful to this. We don't have here the only point of view of what can be digital literature.
No, you're right. If you look at this website for people that are really coming from the literary field, they will tell you, but this is not literary at all. There is not even, you know, poetry. There is no poetry here. You know, it's like, this is also good, which means that digital literature is something new, that we have to think about it probably in a broad sense, and it's good. I think it's not a bad...
Yes, for visual, for people who comes from visual poetry, in fact, we think generally that digital literature is in continuation,
yes.
continuity, but it's not true, because for many people who comes from the visual poetry, they met remediation, mm-hmm. and not what we are now calling digital poetry.
True.
I wonder if there were some hyperfiction experiments in the 90s, because I thought after the American hypertext, there was some hyperfiction experiments everywhere in every country, especially in Europe, and apparently there was. Was that the case in Italy?
No, there were some hyperfiction experimentation, and also Afternoon was translated into Italian. So. But again, they were isolated, and they were a small group by themselves, and then the connection gets lost, and they are not there.
Some of them are not there. Yeah.
Mainly are visual artists. People here in this website are visual artists. It's still what I'm telling you is still under construction, so it's still collecting, a link and But hyperfiction, again, is something narrative. Maybe extremely borderline if you want, but clearly still narrative. Here it's a little bit more complicated. But yeah, we had, and also Motor, probably the most famous, I think, at least for the audience, came from this experimentation, and then decided to do this generative.
So maybe the border is more between narrative and poetry than the digital and then digital.
Ryan is going to have to leave because he's doing his usual thing where he can't be away from his kids. For, going up with the roller board, but are there any questions for Ryan specifically?
Yeah, question for Ryan. You said that for the last 5 years in Finland, there has happened a lot. Mm-hmm. Is that because the artists have gotten some funding or some financial support, or is it other structures that has been prepared so to create?
I don't think it's not so much about funding. It's more about having a venue where to publish that kind of work and to find out the realization that there are quite many other quarters working on the same sort of interest. So that you can study that sort of kind of community there. And then there are venues. I think that's the
main. I wanted to just pick up on something Philippe said, and you're using the example of Entama, which is just to sort of remember that we need to put things in context of the overall research project. And I think that it's very useful for us to be not doctrinarian about what is electronic literature and what sort of inside, and because there's going to be examples that will be useful to our research questions that are clearly not things that we would consider electronic literature, but we're really looking at electronic literature as a model of a network-based creative community. And I think other forms, and particularly other forms of network-based creative communities that are closely related to the practice or to the practices that we're primarily focusing on should be part of that discussion. So I think, as opposed in some ways to some of the programs of the Electronic Literature Organization or where we've tried to, in the ELO, to kind of have a broad enough definition, but that sort of does exclude certain things that we, those might be things that we want to look at because, we should remember that in addition to doing this sort of practical development work that will grow the field of electronic literature, we're also looking at those core research questions about what's generalizable about the example of the creative communities in electronic literature that we're studying. So there is sort of, I think, and sort of saying we're not going to say this is the one definition, and it's particularly important, I think, to say what have the previous definitions or other definitions been, that there's multiple definitions, and that we should be thinking about these different cultural contexts, because there's really two sort of sets of goals here with this project, and one of the overriding goals is just a better understanding or gaining some insights into the formation and practice of creative communities, particularly in the relationship to network-mediated formats.
But just a quick comment on that, but I do agree that Entamo especially is quite a limited case on marginal from the perspective of the contributor as such. But as you said, there are other dimensions there which are quite.
The definition of what is digital literature depends on the word you give to the term digital. It's what I saw in Ahir and so on. And there are three possibilities. So digital is a tool, digital is a support, or digital is an environment. And depending on these three terms, the people define the role of digital in regarding with their own culture background. And regarding on this definition they gave, they had different things.
How would we clarify then the Italian compared to the French? Do the Italian think of it more like the support or the tool?
Yeah, support.
Yeah, support. Yes, and the support. American like, environment, this network thing is very important.
American?
Yeah, in the, I think, the Chicago style was the...
Yeah, Southern area. Yes. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. And, but do you think it's really something between countries, or is really something which belongs more to the field to be so interdisciplinary at the basis between graphics, poetry? And
no.
No,
I think that it depends on the what is for people art, and for visual and sound poetry in the history of this movement, it was always a question of support, of changing, you change a text when you change the support.
And but it is medium.
Medium, yeah, medium. And the idea that digital, for example, is an environment, it was progressively built and constructed. And people who are too much inside visual poetry philosophy, it's difficult for her to take the step, to make the step.
I think it gets very complicated when you talk about the digital, because in many respects the digital is not a medium in the sense that the book is a medium or film or video. It's more of a meta-medium, it's a convergent set of technologies, more than one technology.
It depends on the point of view you want.
Yeah, it depends on the point of view, but I think that in many cases what we're talking about is a level of convergence where media is subsumed into this meta-medium, but they nevertheless, and this is where Bolter's work is relevant, nevertheless they retain, either through remediation or through traditional practices that are being kept alive because of where people are coming from, they're doing the practice, they retain certain characteristics that are medial in their nature. So you can say, oh, this is literature because it's somehow to do with writing. It has traditions going back into the novel or poetry or something like that. But there's also other artists working with language, and we know loads of them, who don't have those histories and don't see their work in those terms. But nevertheless, we probably call it electronic literature or digital literature or digital poetry. And it does get very complicated.
I think that it's not a question of what is it in reality, but of what point of view, with what point of view do you speak about. For example, the works by Geoffrey Shaw can be seen as visual poetry, as digital poetry, or as digital art, and not for the same reason.
Yeah, or virtual reality, or can be seen as screen-based, there's all different ways of looking at that work, and Shaw himself, I know, we say he's happy to exploit every possible medium that's available. He doesn't really care about his mediality that much. So, and I would argue that's the case for many of us working in convergent media. In fact, that's why I think many of them have chosen to work in this media.
The convergence of media is one point of view. And I have another. For me, digital literature is not at all a question of media. It's a question of relationship. It's
yes,
a question of relationship with natural language, whatever the relationships you make, and a relationship with the digital, whatever relationship you make, and the relationship between these two relationships.
I agree with you 100%, but I've put another envelope around it,
right, yes.
which is that media are primarily not about their materiality, but about their socialization.
Okay.
Media have social, they sit at a set of social relationships which define it. So the cinema is not a piece of film anymore, but it is still going to the cinema.
Okay.
Yeah. And the film is gone, it's digital now.
Okay, so new media in this.
Yes. So in that context, I agree.
Before Raina leaves, I wanted to add another lovely term to the discussion, author. I'm struck by the lack of social media in this discussion. We're talking about network communities, but I wonder if there's not a lot of activity going on both in Finland and Italy and other countries on social media networks. I have an Italian student, for instance, who's studying electronic literature in Karlskrona of all places. And thank you. And he said, well, there's no such thing in Italy. But then he started to look into what people are doing on Facebook and blogs and such things. And I'm wondering if, in addition to our definitions of digital, we are not sort of have too much of a preconceived notion of what we take to be an author, and therefore we risk, you know.
I think this is something that Penny's looking at really very much in her part of the work, because we want to look at not just professional or self-selecting authors, but also amateur and unprofessional.
Exactly. And I think if you look at it that way, you might find examples in Italy.
I really have to walk out of the discussion in 2 minutes. But in a sense of kind of using social media for authoring, creating works, I am not aware of cases. But as a community of authors, both Facebook and blogs are quite heavily used. For the authors that are kind of...
No, but I mean as a medium. As
Entamo works, it's based on a blog. All of the new publications are just entries in the blog. So social media.
Right. So not exactly what I mean, but okay.
But Facebook, for example, is a kind of important channel for kind of keeping up the community.
I would say this question is absolutely central to our entire research project.
I think so too.
Yeah. But initially it was thanks to Facebook, if the first web anthology of web literature was made, because there was a call for paper in Facebook. That's why people reaching this and sending to the editor the works. So, and in Facebook there is a sort of canzoniere, a new canzoniere made in Facebook by an Italian poet, but writing in Spanish. So that's.
I think a good example here too is Brazil. I still do go out to Brazil every year or two, and have been for over 10 years. And when I was going out in the late 90s, early noughties. People were getting very much involved with this social system called Orkut, which is just like Facebook, but it's been around for 5 or 10 years longer than Facebook. It's been around for a lot longer. And it really took off in Brazil in a way that it didn't really take off anywhere else. And I sort of got stuck on that because I was in Brazil all the time. So it was interesting to see how that was used by artists, musicians, poets, writers, media artists.
That is a very interesting social aspect to it too, where Orkut now has become lower class as opposed to Facebook, which is more upper middle class.
Yeah, and Orkut also has become more Latin American, South
American,
non-English.
That's interesting. Well, in this Facebook that this Raffaele Pinto has, Raffaele Pinto is one of the members of Ermeneia, so the Laura research group. He has this Facebook and he's writing every week. Every Wednesday he's publishing one poem, a sonnet in Spanish. And then there is discussion. All the people that are his friends in Facebook can discuss about it. And it's a sort of canzoniere, but in Facebook, so it's a way to discuss about it. It's true.
Sounds like we had a good discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get it on tape. Thank you. That was really nice. Thank you.